What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And another weekend of who knows what the heck is going to be happening with any of this stuff that's going on out there. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, trying to deal with all the problems the new update, the new and improved Skype is giving us. So, but he's there, ready to call on, and when you call on in to pick up the phone and put you on the air here. Now then, a lot of interesting developments, a lot of stuff going on here today. Apparently, the wife of Imran Awan has turned on him, and she is now filing her own lawsuit against her husband in Pakistan, accusing him of fraud. Now, this raises the distinct possibility that she has either sought or already has an immunity deal with the FBI in return for additional evidence and testimony related to her husband's misdeeds, and, of course, to what extent Debbie Wasserman Schultz was privy to what was really going on in the House computer networks here. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, they're looking into that stupid Trump dossier, which was written by this Christopher Steele, who was a British spy, and he authored the dossier. And he's acknowledged in a London court that he shared the document with other intelligence services, not just U.S. politicians. And so the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee is now come on back saying that all these claims that the dossier was confirmed by the other intelligence services, it wasn't independent information. It was an echo of that same dossier. I have a dossier. It must be true. Oh, I have the exact same dossier. That's confirmation for you. And basically looking into the issue of whether the FBI colluded in trying to present this false image of what Trump was supposedly doing there in Russia. So, moving on here, the Harvey Weinstein case is still with us, and I'll admit to a certain visceral pleasure after the way Hollywood treated me back in 1994. I'm sort of enjoying this. I'm having a good time. I got the popcorn out. I got the sparkling water, and I'm kicking back and I'm watching this. But apparently the latest development is Harvey Weinstein's wife has announced she is leaving / divorcing the movie mogul. He has now said he's flying to Europe for sex addiction rehab, which is silly. And in fact, Weinstein's sex clinic may in fact be somewhere free of extradition to the United States. And like Roman Polanski, Harvey may spend the rest of his life in exile. And as for his wife, Georgina, by divorcing Harvey, she will isolate her half of his wealth from potential lawsuits. And when people get into serious, serious trouble, that's a very common tactic. Oh, my goodness, I had no idea that they were doing this. And they will divorce, which basically protects half their joint wealth from attachment in a lawsuit. So that may be going. Now, Harvey Weinstein is hiring top Hollywood lawyer Patricia Glaser to be his defense against all these lawsuits that are now pending, because his first lawyer, Lisa Bloom, who champions women's rights, she's a women's advocate, she felt she had to quit. She couldn't defend him on these charges. And so now Patricia Glaser is coming on in, and they're adopting the Clinton approach. They're going to basically go after the credibility of all of these women who are accusing Harvey Weinstein about what he was doing, and they're going to try and discredit them, smear them in the media. And, so, you know, you'll never work in this town again. So, now, here's an interesting article. This came out of Breitbart, and they're talking about how both the Disney Corporation and the Weinstein Company are concerned about facing harassment lawsuits under the issue of corporate liability. Now, of course, Disney and the Weinstein Company are denying any knowledge. They had no idea what this guy was doing, blah, 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 blah. But again, the question is, should they have known what was going on? I mean, it's not like it was a secret. Everybody in the town knew what was going on. I mean, back in 2013, on a pre-Oscar show, Seth MacFarlane came on out after announcing the nominees for Best Supporting Actress. He said, "Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein." So everybody knew what was going on. So the idea that Disney management and Weinstein's company management didn't know what was going on is ridiculous. And the reason this is a case to watch goes back to the question of, can the Mandalay Bay Hotel be held liable for negligence with regard to the shootings into that that concert? Now, we had that one person call on in who claimed that, well, because the Mandalay Bay could not be held responsible for the lives and safety of people not on their property. And I said, I wasn't really sure. I mean, you've got deaths by negligence. If somebody does a botched repair on an airliner and it crashes in another country, the airline is still liable. So it'll be interesting to see how this evolves. But I don't think it's clear cut that the Mandalay Bay is off the hook here, especially because of some new developments. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Finally, after hemming and hawing, Hillary Clinton finally came on out and condemned Harvey Weinstein, saying she's shocked and appalled. Again, everybody knew what was going on. And she's going to keep all the money that he donated and that all of his celebrity friends donated to Hillary. He was a major supporter of Hillary. So, as I mentioned yesterday, Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie have also spoken up that they had to deal with this kind of nonsense. And these are not young, up-and-coming actresses who are seeking free publicity. These are already established stars. Okay? All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, that'd be a pretty good business to start in Hollywood, have video cameras on the actresses when they go in for interviews and stuff. Okay, like, it'd be a security company so they can document their meetings with these people, you know what I mean? Because it gives them insurance, you know? Like, where is the heroes? You know, where's the heroes from, like, our actors and actresses? You know, we see their movies, oh, they're so heroic and stuff. All cowards, Mike. 99% of them are cowards. They couldn't even stand up to this fat, Shrek-looking creepo. They basically enabled them. They were his enablers.
I want to give you an insight from having worked inside the industry for a lot of years here, okay? I don't want to tarnish the entire industry. Yes, there are some real snakes and sharks. Weinstein was one. Bagelman was another. But then I have to look back on some of the people that I knew in the industry, like Renee Valente, who was a straight shooter, did things right, did them honorably. In fact, I admired her greatly. She was sort of my film mom, and she maintained her friendship with me even after I was blacklisted. And we sort of did a long-distance hand-holding when her husband passed away, and we stayed in communication up until she passed away. So some of the people I've met are really nice people, and they're every bit as nice in person as they are on TV or film. And then there are some that are just absolutely amazingly opposite their screen image, and it can be a real shock and a disappointment to see that. I just want to get that on out there because it's not the entirety of Hollywood. It is just these big stars and big producers who feel that their positions do give them immunity for what they do. And unfortunately, the reality has been that, yes, very often it does. And I think maybe it would be nice if Hollywood as an institution would take this scandal as an opportunity for a good house cleaning.
It's just, I'm just saying, Mike, they're not heroes. Our sports people are not heroes. They throw a ball around the football field for money, and these people make believe they're somebody else for money. They're not real heroes. Real hero is trying to stop a war and blockading, like, you know, and stuff like that. These people are fake heroes, you know, and it shows they are. Not all of them, but most of them, they circle the wagons, you know, they're afraid. If somebody's doing this, I don't care how much I get paid, I'll speak out. And if they blackball you, oh, well. But to stay silent, like the Glenn Close or what's the other one? Glenn Close and Meryl Streep, you know?
Yes.
I mean, everybody knew what's going on. You know, everybody
yes.
knows what's going on, Mike. You know, hey, Mike,
yeah.
Real quick, I want to switch gears because, you know, this is such a diversion. I want to know if you see the CNBC interview with this gentleman on, I think it was today, that was talking about how the Chinese yuan is going to be basically kill off the petrodollar. And he said it'll probably be between 600 and 800. I probably think it's going to be $1 trillion lost in the U.S. to go to China with the yuan being a replacement for the petrodollar. I couldn't believe it was on CNBC. He was talking about this. You know, they usually don't want to speak like that,
They really can't pretend it's not an issue anymore because it's certainly all over the financial media. It's certainly all over the independent media. The de-dollarization of the world is a very real phenomenon, and the corporate media has to pay attention to it, or it becomes very obvious that they're trying to keep this under wraps.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, it's a real short video. It's on CNBC's website on the right-hand side, if anybody wants to check that out. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm kind of echoing exactly what Dustin said. You know, these people aren't heroes, but people have to understand something. This has been going on since Hollywood began. Mickey Rooney talked about it,
yes.
the way these people are treated. Judy Garland, the drugs. Corey
yes.
Feldman,
yes.
right? You saw
yeah.
this stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that you actually witnessed, you know, all of this nonsense going on, but, you know, Dustin's right. These people are not heroes. They live in a world of make-believe. Heroes are the kind of people, you know, like what you're doing. And, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to sound too outrageous, you know, but honestly, you know, compared to an actor or a football player, it's hands down. You're the hero, not these people. These people are just idiots that have sold their souls to the highest bidder, and this is the kind of slimeball crapola that goes on, and they've put up with it, and they've said and done nothing about it. They lie in the bed they make. People like Gwyneth Paltrow speaking up now that, you know, that this stuff has come to light. Mike, is this guy the fall guy for the entire Hollywood, you know, industry? Is this what this is going to be all about, and then it's going to be business as usual, or is this going to continue, you know?
Well,
Harvey Weinstein was a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he was a pretty big guy, but, you know, he was also known to be a bit of a jerk here, and I'm not... I saw some of this going on. I heard a lot more about what was going on. And but again, these people do have the power to end your career. And it's very frustrating to see all these big producers up there trying to defend Harvey Weinstein's behavior and say he's really a wonderful guy, even though he groped this woman and raped this woman and everything. And I got kicked out of Hollywood for trying to report a murder. So, like I said, I'm deriving a certain visceral pleasure from what's going on. And it could trigger, a huge pushback, because Hollywood goes through phases where this stuff just becomes accepted. Then there's a big scandal and everybody locks down and says, okay, we got to clean up our public image because this is going to hit the box office. And it will. Right now, every movie that the Weinstein Company made, right now, the value just fell right off of it. Nobody's going to be buying these DVDs or Blu-rays.
Good. I'm glad that they won't. Maybe that's how you send a message to this sort of thing, right? I mean, we live in the capitalist countries, you know. Let's show them with our pocketbooks what we really feel about this nonsense that some of these people have to put up. And, you know, my heart goes out to these poor young girls. I listened to that one interview of that, you know, what went on. Anyway, I don't know whether it was true or not, but if it was, you know, that is heart-wrenching. You know, if you have children, you don't want them putting up with this sort of nonsense. It's ugly, and, you know, we live in a society where, unfortunately, the rich and powerful think they can prey off of us because they've been doing it for so long. I'm
yes.
glad that guy's going down. And I hope there are many more, especially the other people that are defending that scum. I hope they're going down, too. I would love to see it. Mike, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Now, I do want to add there's another factor going on here. Everyone's always talking about, oh, the casting couch, it's really bad. And it is, let's be honest. And it's both genders. I mean, you know, it's not just young women who get approached for sex. It's also the young boys as well. The problem is there are a lot of these young talents who are out there offering it because they think that is their path to success. And, sometimes it gets really difficult to differentiate between the ones who are there trying to offer it and the others who are really saying, no, I'm not interested. But, to paraphrase from the feminist, no does mean no. But Weinstein, obviously, I mean, some of the stuff that he did, I can't even post it all on whatreallyhappened.com because it really is disgusting behavior. I mean, it's really just out there. All right, so getting on back to the story here, apparently Harvey Weinstein threatened the careers of stars, including Sienna Miller, if they didn't wear his wife's Marquesa label. She's got her own lining of clothing, and there was a huge promotion in that all these Hollywood actresses were wearing her designs, and it brought a lot of business to her. But, of course, now everybody's distancing. They're not wearing her clothes. And now her company may be in trouble. So it all comes down to a story that's out here in Russia today, Hollywood hypocrisy, saying that, you know, the Hollywood elites present themselves as champions of virtue and liberal values. And basically Harvey Weinstein or David Begelman or Ben Affleck and that video of him groping that reporter, it's a very different picture where it's do as we say, not as we do, and we're going to do whatever we feel like. And it's saying, will Hollywood face up to his hypocrisy? And based on my experience in the industry, no, they will not. It's all about illusion. It's all about public relations. It's all about protecting the audience. And sometimes a boycott can send a message. Unfortunately, sometimes boycotts can send the wrong message. I remember when Tom Selleck was outed by this group as being gay because they felt gays needed a heroic figure of their own. And I understand where they're going. But it did seriously dent Tom Selleck's career. And I didn't feel that was fair for them to do. I went on out and I bought 10 DVDs of Quigley Down Under because I love that movie. And so you have to be careful when you call for these things. But in this case, yeah, but understand that if you boycott Harvey Weinstein's movies, you're also harming all the other people who acted in them, who are on a back-end percentage deal. Their incomes are going to be cut. The investors in the studio and the investors in the film are going to be harmed. And so this thing can actually spread out and cause more damage to people who had nothing to do with what Harvey was doing. So we have to be very, very careful about that. But as the caller said in, this has been going on since Hollywood began. And apparently Joan Collins, in an interview, said that she lost the lead to the film Cleopatra that Elizabeth Taylor eventually got because she refused to have sex with the studio head. Judy Garland was groped, and again, she had a huge drug problem that was kept under wraps. Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe, I heard one degree of separation away from Marilyn Monroe. She was having in her early career to trade sexual favors for her early roles. And when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to talk about this long history, and we've also got a caller waiting on the line here. But it is really ugly. Every time it goes public, everyone acts like it's a shock, but it really is going on all the time. We'll be back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go ahead and take a couple of phone calls. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I have two issues I need clarification from you about that I'm wondering about. First off, there are, unless I'm incorrect about this, there are 62 floors to the Mandalay Bay Inn in Las Vegas. My question is this. If there's 62 floors to that place, then how is it that the 34th floor, 35th floor, or whatever have you, if it had to be in the 30s, why did it have to be the 32nd?
Okay, the Mandalay Bay has 43 floors.
Oh, not 62? Oh, well.
Yes.
Then fine. Why not 40th floor then?
My understanding is the top four floors of the Mandalay Bay are sort of a subset of the hotel. We talked about this the other day, where a lot of hotels that are not fully occupied are sort of signing long-term leases for those upper floors, and they're doing it down here in Waikiki, and apparently there's a bunch of Saudis who have sort of signed a lease for those top four floors, and they've got their own entranceway, and they're, you know, it's kind of locked off. The regular guests to the hotel just can't get up there.
Gotcha. Well, in that case, I feel bad I missed that part then, for that matter. Now, as for another issue that I'm trying to figure out, the aircraft that hit the Pentagon.
Yes.
That was a passenger plane or a non-passenger plane?
Passenger jet.
Okay. And roughly how many passengers was supposed to have been on it?
It was a very light load. I don't off the top of my head remember the exact count. But all four of the planes used on 9/11 were far from a full load. And that right there is kind of cause for suspicion.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, because if there were actually people on that plane, then they must have really gotten vacated out there real quick then off the grounds.
Well, most of them, remember, the bulk of the plane actually flew inside the Pentagon on the ground floor, and then the upper floors collapsed down on it. And so that's where most of the remains and debris were found. And again, you know, it's not usually something they want to show on the media.
Interesting. And yet they would rather show body parts and various war scenery in other countries and all that. So imagine the ops with that deal. Okay, I was just wondering about that. I appreciate your help with that. I was wondering.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, they did show John F. Kennedy getting his head blown off. I mean, basically, they
not until Jim Garrison. Not until Jim Garrison's trial of Clay Shaw. The Zapruder film was basically, for all intents and purposes, classified, and the public wasn't allowed to see it until Garrison's trial subpoenaed it and put it in the public record.
Yep, they didn't want us to see it because it is so clear that it's not one shooter with his head being thrown back like it was. You know, if you're hit in the head from the back, your head's going to be thrust forward, not backwards. But anyway, I was calling to say that I had heard that Tom Selleck was accused of being gay and that he sued in court and won.
Well, good for him. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know, they like to claim everybody's homosexual. Leonardo da Vinci, and, you know, they try to popularize it, make it seem like it's a common thing, and all these famous, wonderful people, and it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it is fairly common, and the higher the population density goes, the more common it becomes. But you're trite. You're right. They're trying to basically wear the skin of the leopard of these famous people to make it look like being gay is cool and hip and all the rest of it. And it's not a fair thing to do. And again, if Tom Selleck successfully sued, good for him.
He did sue over that. I remember hearing about it when I lived down there. So anyway, love your show.
Thank you. Got to let you go. Back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're still talking about Harvey Weinstein, the Weinstein Company. And again, this sort of stuff has been going on a long time. There's a lot of sexual politics in Hollywood. Sometimes it's consensual, and sometimes it's not, and sometimes it gets rough. And if you look at books like Hollywood Babylon, you find out about back in 1921, there was a comedian, Fatty Arbuckle, big, huge film star, was accused of raping and killing an actress, Virginia Rappe. Shirley Temple claimed that an MGM producer basically exposed himself to her when she was 12. Former MGM studio head Louis B. Mayer, Roman Polanski, Bill Cosby, and Casey Affleck have all been accused of sexual harassment. Marilyn Monroe, Judy Garland, and Charlize Theron were all allegedly sexually harassed by studio chiefs and filmmakers. Now, many years ago, when I was still in Hollywood, I actually had a small bit part in a movie about Marilyn Monroe, And the show's technical advisor was somebody who'd been very good friends with Marilyn Monroe, and I'm not going to name names here, and basically shared some of the stuff that Marilyn had to go through to get her start in film. So, yeah, it goes back a long, long time. Apparently, a lot of people are now looking at this. It's opening the floodgates. Ben Affleck now has two embarrassing tapes that have surfaced on him. And as it turns out, a lot of people are just kind of weirded out that Disney has a director of its latest film, Powder. Turns out he's a convicted child molester. So, again, morality is very, very fluid in Hollywood. It's amazing. All right, let's take some phone calls. Angelique in Vermont, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, what's on my mind is vaccines.
Okay.
That poor woman that got jailed for not vaccinating her kids, she wasn't even against vaccination. She just didn't approve of the schedule. But you know, I've done serious, serious homework. By the way, once upon a time before I got old, I was eligible for Mensa. So, you know, even though I'm operating on two brain cells, you know, I can still communicate a little bit. okay, the vaccines, this Michigan woman got locked up because she wouldn't vaccinate her kid. And she wasn't even against vaccination. She was only she only disapproved of the vaccination schedule. And she goes, no, okay, I've left my kid get vaccinated for a while. But no, you're not going to OD him with all these poisonous toxins. Absolutely. And with every vaccine, because of all the adjuvants and fun things like that are in there, it causes neurological damage. But because the brain doesn't have pain receptors, the brain just goes, okay, I'm just frying away, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, it's not just in the brain. I mean, it's, you know, it's in the muscles, it's in the nerves, and there's all kinds of problems,
absolutely.
Like peanut anaphylaxis and so forth. I view this tendency of the government to decide for us what foods we're going to eat, what foods we're not allowed to eat, what drugs we must take, what drugs we're not allowed to take, is basically like ranchers, the way they handle their livestock. And I don't think government should have that right, especially when, again, they can't guarantee these vaccines are safe. They're going to say they're safe, but they can't prove it. And we find out organizations like the CDC are literally covering up the fact that there is harm from these products. And
even the doctors don't read the inserts and the vaccines they shoot people up with. You know, and I go, hey, give me the insert, and, you know, and it goes, one of the side effects might be death. You got to love it.
Yeah. I love that one there. Well, you know, if you can't get the insert, you can go to the FDA's website, and the package inserts for every approved pharmaceutical are there for you to peruse. But again, my understanding is most doctors and nurses will not allow their children to be vaccinated. They'll get them a medical exemption or whatever else it takes. Most states have now eliminated the religious exemption, which is a real problem for the Amish. Because they avoid vaccines and they have had a problem.
Smart enough not to even go to a regular doctor, you know.
Well, and they haven't been dealing with autism. Now all of a sudden they're being told they have to have vaccines, and that means the kids are going to start having autism and peanut anaphylaxis and all the rest of it. So it really is a mess, and I think government has exceeded its authority by telling us.
With the Second Amendment, you know, have a right to bear arms in case. The government gets out of control, and now they're taking they're trying to take away people's guns. Okay,
yep.
How does that work?
Well, so far, not very well. Angelique, we're going to let you go. I got another call I need to get to here, so we're going to switch over to Gil in Arizona. Aloha, Gil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just like your opinion on something, I've got a bank account with a credit union, and just got a notice. Of important changes regarding your credit union, blah, 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 account. I won't give their name unless you'd like to know who it is. But
No, let's not do that.
Okay. Keep in mind, I'm just going to read one short sentence. It's in, first of all, I put money in there. And the change is withdrawal limitations. I didn't know I had any limitations on withdrawals. But here's what it reads. And keep in mind the key word may. Okay, here it is. Withdrawal limitations. This clause may require you to provide the credit union written notice if you're intent on making a withdrawal from your account by at least 7 days and up to 60 days before you would like to make a withdrawal. I didn't know I didn't have any control at all about my money.
Well, that's a very scary development to see happen. And we are seeing more and more banks have limits on how much cash you can take out at one time. And, of course, above a certain level, they file a report with the government to make sure you're not being a drug dealer. But this idea that you have to notify them 60 days in advance of a large withdrawal basically tells me that your credit union may have a liquidity problem.
Do you think they might be expecting a bank run? That's another scenario I was thinking of, because they want a written, and this credit union is pretty far from where I am. So I've got to send them a letter to make a withdrawal. I mean, and it doesn't specify an amount. You know, if it said an amount over, you know, let's say $10,000, but I could go in there and want $1, and they may require a written, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Well, technically your withdrawal slip or a check is the written notification of an intent to withdraw funds. I don't think they would do it for small amounts like a few hundred, but again, for several thousand dollars, they might make you wait. And what that tells me is, yeah, they may be doing this in advance of bank runs. Everybody seems to be saying there's a crisis coming, and everybody's getting ready for it. And frankly, I think people ought to be getting their cash out of the banks right now. Only leave as much as you need to cover your outstanding obligations, and you keep the rest at home under your own control. Because if it's in the banks already have the authority to just slam the doors and say, we don't have to give you anything. Right. And if you want to know how bad it can get, look at what's going on over in western Puerto Rico, where they still don't have working ATMs. People still can't get drinking water. They can't get food. And that's exactly how it's going to be like in the event of an economic upset in this country. So I think people just ought to have their wealth under their own control, because the banks literally cannot be trusted, because the laws are written for the banks to take care of themselves first and you, the customers, last.
I might suggest to your listeners to check with their bank to see if they have a clause in the contracts with them that says that is titled withdrawal limitations. They might want to look at that. Anyway, I appreciate your comment on that, and I am going to close the account.
Well, sounds like a good thing to do right about now. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Rob in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. As previous callers have said about Hollywood, the town is built on slimery. There's all sorts of dirty tricks. You know how they've taken over studios by blackballing people and all this
yes.
other stuff. It doesn't just bound to the sexual assaulting and just the deviancy of that.
No, it's ownership of businesses. Producers who get killed. I remember when Carl Gottschalk, who's the guy who founded Panavision, was found murdered in his office, and they never figured that one out. Or if they did, they didn't admit it.
Well, then you got Jim Carrey. He spoke out about autism, and they got him. Then you had Mel Gibson in his episode where he spoke against the wrong people, the wrong DNA, the wrong tribe, and then went after him.
Yep.
Just down the line, what happened to Val Kilmer? What did he do? Anything? Just being a dork or what?
Well, I don't know where he went. I mean, sometimes people will make a bunch of money in Hollywood and they'll say, I want out of this nonsense. And he may have just gone on to do something else. I would check with the Internet Movie Database about that. In his earlier films, he was a bit of a dork. I mean, it fit the role perfectly for real genius.
I was being polite. They often called him. They said he was kind of a an A blank blank blank. That's what they used to say about him in Hollywood. But he was a rising star. His last good movie was The Saint. I actually thought they were going to make it into, like, you know, a series like The Bull. But that
I actually didn't like the Saint. I did like Thunderheart. I thought that was the best movie he ever did.
Well, how I mean good is it was big budget and it was hyped up. You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
Yeah, but if it didn't do big box office, there's not going to be a sequel.
Okay. you know, dropping off here to this Las Vegas thing, you know, I'm back and forth on whether or not this is Sandy Hoax or Charlottesville. People keep coming out and saying, we were there. We saw this. We have video, but we can't get the video out. Or we know a security officer there, you know, working for these hotels, and the security officers double as, you know, police officers and so on and so forth. So it's very, whatever's going on, it's very hard to weed through this. They got their game up really good on this one. But I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, they're very concerned that people just aren't buying the official story. We've been made fools of way too many times. And so people are skeptical, and they're out there trying to reinforce the story. They're changing it around to try and deal with newly emerging information, and they're just digging the hole a little bit deeper here. And it's
Here's
now
my
reached.
Theory.
The... Okay,
Here's my
go
theory
ahead.
On that, Mike. They're listening to everything we're talking about, because we're talking, a lot of people are talking about this on the air and on Twitter and Facebook and so on. So they're watching what people are saying. So they're altering their story to fit. To make new narratives. They're actually manufacturing. I believe they have script writers back there actually creating scripts. Like, you know, someone talks about the ballistics. Then they turn around and they start coming out with a script about ballistics or these incendiary rounds they find in the hotel room and how they was trying to hit the fuel tank and all this other stuff. I believe they literally have script writers. They're listening to what we're saying here in the public through all these mediums, and they're actually taking this information and trying to fill the holes, and they're actually manufacturing a script like a soap opera, developing a crime story for our appetite, for our consumption to fit the things until maybe we're satisfied, maybe we're not, but until they can no longer do it. I think that is truly what is happening here, and it's a
I have no doubt of that whatsoever, and it's very annoying that somebody's being paid more money to listen to my show than I'm being paid to do the show. So talk about an irony out there. But yeah, they're clearly trying to get ahead of the deterioration of the story. And we keep putting out new information that we find, and they immediately come on out and say, oh, no, couldn't be this, could be that. But we're going to let you go here because I'm going to get into this right now. Thank you for this phone call. But it's reached the point now where even the Las Vegas casinos themselves are saying there is something going on here. And the owners of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino are questioning the Las Vegas police's version of events after law enforcement accounts of how a deadly mass shooting played out changed dramatically on Monday. Now, that change was the time when the security guard got shot. And originally it was said that he was shot through the door by Stephen Paddock during the melee. And then they had to change the story to say that he was actually shot 6 minutes before the shooting into the crowd across the street began. And that has obviously caused a lot of problems. They had 6 minutes to know there was a shooter up on the floor, and nobody did anything. Nobody called anybody. The MGM Resorts is now disputing the Las Vegas police timeline of shooting. Now, they had Judge Andrew Napolitano was on the Cavuto show, Coast to Coast, and said, basically, the new timeline is the security guard was shot earlier than previously stated, but apparently the news was that the agent of the hotel, who should have been carrying with him a recording device, a device which would have allowed the head of security or somebody in security to listen in, was shot at by 200 times with an automatic weapon. So, according to Judge Andrew Napolitano, Mandalay Bay knew of the existence and presence and workability of the automatic weapon 6 minutes before people at that concert started being killed. It should have triggered an enormous response. And he's basically saying right there, if this ever gets in front of a jury, that's the negligence case right there. Now, somebody sent me a PDF file detailing all of the multiple private security firms hired by the Mandalay Bay. It's not just one security department. They've got several different companies there overlapping each other. Now, something very bizarre has just happened. As you know, the FBI has already gone through Paddock's home, and they didn't find anything. There were all kinds of lurid tales. He had all these guns and all this stuff, and it all turned out to be noise in the newspapers. They didn't find anything leading to a motive or a reason. They didn't find any compromising connections. So now, all of a sudden, the home has been broken into. And so now the FBI has decided, well, they're going to go back and take a second look. And no doubt they will now discover something to prove the official story. Remember Lee Harvey Oswald's fingerprints on the barrel of the Mannlicher Carcano? If you don't, I'm going to tell you that story as soon as we come back from these commercials.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So going on back to Lee Harvey Oswald, following the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the claim that the assassination was carried out with an imported Mannlicher Carcano rifle, imported from Italy, the world's worst shoulder weapon. The scope wasn't even lined up correctly, but that was officially the gun that supposedly shot John F. Kennedy and Governor Connally. And it went to the FBI lab. They couldn't find any fingerprints on it. Okay? Then 2 days later, FBI show up at the morgue where Oswald's body is, and they ask for a few moments' time in there. And the next day after that, the FBI just decides to check the gun one more time. And lo and behold, there's an entire intact palm print on the barrel of Lee Harvey Oswald. So I'm thinking that this break-in into Paddock's house was there to decorate the place. And that's why the FBI feels that maybe they need to go back and have another look. So it doesn't get any more transparent than this. Now, here's where the story is getting really interesting. Apparently, NBC is reporting that a maintenance worker said that he told hotel dispatchers to call police and report a gunman had opened fire with a rifle inside the Mandalay Bay before Paddock began firing on the Harvest Country Music Festival below. Worker Stephen Shook told NBC News he was checking out a report of a jammed fire door on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay when he heard Paddock or somebody shoot the security guard. So we have that's the reason they had to change the timeline. Now, remember, the Australian gentleman who was in the room next door said the police shot the security guard. There's a lot of noise out there trying to keep everybody confused. But we have this maintenance worker who heard and saw the security guard, Jesus Campos, get shot in the leg. Interesting how he has not been interviewed over what he has to say about all of this. And apparently after the shooting, Campos peeked out from an alcove and told Shook to take cover. Shook instead ran to notify management. So again, there was obvious signs of something was going on and no response. Very, very, very suspicious. All right, let's take another phone call. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, we all are in agreement that people did die that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but one thing's missing, and that's the deafening sound and the deafening sound of the Vegas helicopter fleet, the police, and their blinding spotlights. Now, I've been all over the internet. I cannot find that sound. And I used to live there, and you cannot mistake the sound of the Vegas police force in the air. And the spotlights are everywhere. If there's any video of that place being, if there's any shooting, there's going to be spotlights flying around there, like NBC's, whatever. So that's missing.
All right, Charlie, stay on the line. Don't hang up. We got to do station identification. I want to come back to this after these few words.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.